Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Well, certainly those Patriots and Giants games never disappoint, but the Patriots have no time to look back. It's Monday Night Football right here against Buffalo. Now, a lot has changed between these two teams since they first met way back in Week 2, but one thing that hasn't is Buffalo's ability and desire to run the football. The number two ranked rushing offense in football, they do that behind LeSean McCoy, behind Carlos Williams. Both have been very effective, averaging combined over 142 yards a game. This is going to be a big test. This is how Buffalo wants to control the ball. They want to keep it out of Tyrod Taylor's hands and allow McCoy to make plays, and they have made plays. But here's one thing that has changed. The Patriots run defense much better than it was way back then. Four-man rotation with those defensive tackles up front. They've done a great job, and they are the number two ranked run defense in football. So this is strength against strength, and the winner of this matchup, I think, will win the football game. I think things will change for the Patriots offensively. They dropped back over 60 times in that first game. Tom Brady spread the Bills out and really ripped them apart, threw for well over 400 yards. I don't think they're going to be able to use the same kind of approach. This time, no Deion Lewis, no Julian Edelman, a banged-up offensive line. Even if you get some of those pieces back, I think you're going to have to run the ball a little bit more effectively than you have for most of the season. Against the Giants, LeGarrette Blount got 19 carries, but averaged just 3.5 yards with those carries. It's going to have to be a little bit better than that. No Kyle Williams probably for the Buffalo front, which could be a big key for Blount. He might have a little bit more open space to work with. I think he needs to be more productive. I think he needs to be able to move the chains on the ground and not put it all on Brady's shoulders. Another key to the football game. As we wind this down and work toward my prediction here, I think one thing to keep in mind is turnovers. Obviously a huge key every game. First seven games, the Patriots turned the ball over just three times, but in the last two, four times, two in each of the last two games, well, it really could have been a disastrous fourth quarter for the Patriots. So ball security is an issue here, and I think ball security is always an issue with Tyrod Taylor. He will throw some interceptions against New England. He threw three of them in the first game. I think the winner of the turnover battle wins the game. I think that will be the Patriots. It won't be easy. 27-23.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.